So ist das, liebe Festgäste, wenn man eine Laudatio gemeinsam
That's what happens schreibt. When you try to write a Laudatio together.
Unser Preisträger
hat Our Rhythmus. Winner Seine has Sprache, rhythm.
Energie.
His language has energy. His theme is the reality of Africa and the Congo. He describes it as it is, a spectacle rich in atrocities. Fiston Mwanza Mujila draws his figures in city-state to the North Station along the tracks to a rotting bar
with
dim light falling through the door. That's the bar, Tram 83. We might call it a streetcar named Desire. City State is the place where Tram 83 is. Fiston Mwanza Mujila's first novel links Africa to the brutality of globalized modern life. African myths and fairy tales, the traditions, the conventions have all been cleared out. The city-state is Mujila's synonym for the clash between rural and urban society and foreign profiteers. Tram 83 is a kind of ex-territorial territory. Anything goes, drinking, whoring, weeping, screaming, singing, laughing, killing. Tourists, poets, publishers, and criminals all meet in this Orphean oubliette. The novel begins by rewriting Genesis. In the beginning was the stone, and the stone prompted ownership, and ownership a rush. Mujila extends his post-biblical world by including railway track, palm wine, and ores in the mines. And in a few lines, he sums up the reasons for this disastrous state of affairs. Rock deposits, trade, and colonial exploitation. The world has been created. In the beginning was the stone. After 33 chapters, a great chorale resounds, like in the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua, with the seven trumpets and Jericho, and then everything is shattered and comes tumbling down. Fiston Mwanza Mujila uses a saxophone, the drums, and a trumpet for his final scene, too. The noise gets louder, louder, and louder, and then it all ends in holy silence. The saxophone and the jazz rhythm set the tone for the whole book. Tram 83 isn't just any old genre study. It's the gross, grotesque, and mostly high-volume portrait of a society that has been poisoned by corruption. In the biblical Jericho, the only survivor was the whore Rahab. With Fiston Mwanza Mujila, only a saxophone remains within the ashes. The city-state is a synonym for Mujila's hometown, Lubumbashi. A monster housing millions that sprouted from the earth. And for anyone who can read the signs, there are at least three books in this one. The author we're celebrating today uses his musicality for a polyphonic description of characters and situations to depict nightmares and including crashing love songs. Mujila describes the consequences of Congo's trade in diamonds and raw materials with China and America, the exploitation that began with the Belgian king. The author celebrates these conditions in shrill octaves, the atrocities, with a fearlessness and a deeply experienced lack of respect. His rebellious outrage reminds us of his literary forebear Louis Ferdinand Céline. Céline called the world a pile of shit. A pile of shit in Mujila's world is a four-star brothel. Women, even the girls, the chicks, treat themselves as goods. Their own body is their pocket money. The princesses in Tram 83 shamelessly spread their legs and open their palms. They give themselves highfalutin names like Queen of the Night and prophesy that without thee, then, Tram 83 would just be a provincial dump for broken dreams. Fiston Mwanza Mujila doesn't pull any emergency brakes in the form of morals. The only one who can afford to be romantic is Lucien, the failed poet. Romanticism is yesterday's brand, no more than a tossed-down sentence about the foolish illusions of a better world. What runs the shop here is chaos, because a volcano of mineral deposits keeps its kids hot. The kids are numerous and big and dark and loud. Fiston Mugila's gripping novel shows us the pitch-dark side of life fearlessly. And as that's not enough, you're going to get a second view on the inside of this novel from my fellow jury member, dramaturg, director, and theatre manager Jens Hillier. Thank you.
Danke, liebe Verena Aufermann.
Thank you, Verena Aufermann.
Guests,
as a maker of theatre, I'd like to cast a second look at Mugila's poetic figure Lucien and its dream of a better world. Lucien's writing an epic for the stage, and his pressing desire is to have a reading in far-off Europe. The title of his work is The Africa of Opportunities, Lumumba, The Fallen Angel, or The Mortar and Pestle Years. Now, any theatre director would immediately head for the door, listening to a title like that. And so the publisher in Tram 83 is also concerned about this, thinks that the theatre piece that he's writing doesn't sound very promising, rather like an essay that probably doesn't even try to redefine the genre. But Mugila does succeed in what Lucien doesn't. In Tram 83, he throws figures onto a stage against the backdrop of Lubumbashi, his birthplace. That's where Lumumba came from anyway. Patrice Lumumba was the charismatic first prime minister of Congo after independence, humiliated and murdered by the Belgians and the Americans. An almost mythical hero of the liberation struggles of the 20th century who attempted to overcome the criminal colonialism of the Belgians and build a better future for his country. It was here in Berlin in 1884, 1885, that Congo was handed over as private possession to Leopold II of Belgium, where he was able to exploit it for his own private gain. The consequence were the Congo atrocities. But Mugila isn't writing an essay, and he has burst the banks of the genre. No bitterness, no indictment. That makes the toughness and the lightness of this novel so particular. He has an uncustomary love for his characters and for their resolute desire to survive, and celebrates this brutal life, and they try to enjoy this brutal life. And in this limbo that he describes, this prior stage to the present globalized world of exploitation, Mugila describes his love of people, his humanism, which is universal. Because everyone in this bar is after all the theatre, the stage for our world. Every figure has a role to play on this stage. And the language develops a resilient power which offers us hope. And it does burst the banks of genre. His language calls for not just being read, but also spoken, sung, screamed, whispered, danced, until we are hoarse. His literature wants to return to the world it came from. It demands music, dance, the stage. This little piece of world literature from Africa is a dramatic work, too, and probably it will eventually find its way to the stage. It has to be done loud, and it has to be translated by two people who play the ball to each other, Katharina Meyer and Lena Müller, who let their hair down but worked with great precision, with language intuition and language analysis. They dared not to polish the text smooth, not to tame it, but to leave it to its own mysterious riddles, its rhythmic undercurrents, to make a few demands of the German language in inventing language and following the beat of the syntax. They flung open the gates to this work of the German-speaking lands, and we'd like to hope that this evening, as we celebrate, we will be touched a little by the spirit of this much-fated bar, Tram 83. But let's open the stage now for Fiston Mwanza Mugila and Patrick Dunst.